This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We continue, inshallah, half hour or so tonight, tafsir Surah Al-Mulk, chapter تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير, chapter 67. And this chapter presents the manifestations, صور الملك, the manifestations of the dominion, of the kingship, of the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the absolute sovereign Lord. And today, inshallah, we will go straight into the verses which we wish to explain because the time is short. Verse number 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. The verse or the verses, they talk about the earth. You see, at the very beginning of the chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started talking about the heavens. See, at the beginning of the surah, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير, الآية الذي خلق الموت والحياة. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا. He created seven layers of heavens, of skies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us look above us in order to see His dominion. And after that, He subhanahu spoke about those who submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reward, and those who refused to submit and their punishment. Then comes in the verse, الَّذِي أَوْ هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking us to earth. Now look at earth. And the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us in earth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made earth subservient to us, bathed. Don't we sometimes, ya ikhwa, come across some spots in earth where there is thorns or rocks, really sharp rocks, you can't even walk on them? Can you imagine all of earth is like this? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made earth for you a subservient. Meaning you can walk in it, you can dwell on it, you can actually do agriculture, you can do all type of things in earth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it subservient to you. Allah said to earth, serve you. That's the message that you're getting. Because Allah owns the earth. For you, Ikhwa, to really grasp this meaning, at the very end of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us about the animals. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ. Do they not see that we have created for them from what our hands have made grazing livestock, and we have tamed them for them? So look at animals, for example. Subhanallah, look how huge the camel is. But a child can grab the rein of this camel and take it, and the camel will follow that child. A cow, for example. Certain animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them what? Tamed for us. Dhullilu, subservient. But subhanallah, sometimes a fly can bother you because you have no control over it. Insects, wolves, lions, you have no control over them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you here the adversaries, they are called, like the thing and its opposite. Like, here are animals, because I made them servant to you, subservient to you. I created them to serve you. But look at this other animal right here, is not doing this. Likewise, earth, subhanallah, sometimes when an earthquake happens, just 1 minute earthquake, actually sometimes based on the strength of the shaking of the earth, it can be just 30 seconds. It can destroy everything that you have. And who made the earthquake? Who made earth shake? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we are taking a lot of things for granted, that earth is steady. It doesn't move beneath you. You should consider who's in control of this earth is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the first thing that we need to look at. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا. Look at this. فامشوا في مناكبها. Walk on it. You see, you can walk on it. Actually, sometimes you walk into the mountains. المناكب. Ibn Abbas said, مناكبها أي جبالها. The mountains. Sometimes don't we have roads on the top of the mountains? You can walk also in that area. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. Also, like you're supposed to eat in order to earn your provision from earth. Now you're supposed to earn your provision from earth. Now for you to earn your provision, you have to do what? You have to seek the means by walking. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. But as you walk, seeking the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in earth, rest assured that the rizq, the provision will come from Him. You just do like the birds. You walk in earth, try to look for the rizq. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. Walk on earth in order to seek provision. But وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. And eat from His rizq. Because the rizq, the provision will at the end come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as if you're seeking the means, but in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will provide for you. Like the birds, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. If you do like the birds, place your reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the birds do in the morning every day? They just fly out. They just walk basically, or fly up. You go and try to look for the rizq, and Allah will provide for you. So rizq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. Remember something very interesting here, Ikhwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the rizq, what? Walk. Walk to get your rizq. Walk to earn your provision. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about salah, about the work of al-akhirah, He used another verb. You know what He used? Fas'aw. Look at this verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O ye who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ When you hear the call made for Salatul Jum'ah, what? فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ What is the difference between فَمْشُوا وَاسْعَوْا? What is the difference between the two? We hear السعي بين الصفا والمروة, right? Don't we hear that? سعي between the صفا and مروة, huh? In حج or عمرة, called what? سعي. Why it's called سعي? Because Hajar was what? Running. She was not walking. Yeah, if she climbs the top of the mountain, she would slow down. But in the way down, she's what? It's sa'i that you walk quickly. So once it comes to the act of al-akhirah, walk. Walk quickly or run or hasten. But once it comes to the dunya, listen, you don't have to rush. وفي حديث, there is a hadith which really explains this. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, التؤدة خير في كل شيء إلا في أمر الآخرة. You take in your time deliberating, thinking, should I do this? Should I do this job? Should I go to school to study this subject? What kind of job will I get? That you deliberate actually regarding work, regarding decision making. Should I buy this house? Is it okay? Should I sell it? So actually it is very praiseworthy to take your time to make such decisions. امشي, walk slowly. Walk. Walk. تؤدى خير في كل شيء. But once it comes to matters of al-akhirah, إلا أمر الآخرة. Rush. Rush. Don't think. حي على الصلاة. Don't sit out there and say, should I go or should I not? You're supposed to do what? Right away. Don't think, because it's good. Because matters of akhirah will give you what? Will give you success in the hereafter. Will give you Jannah. But if you sit out there and try to deliberate whether to do this or not, guess what? Shaitan is going to come and tell you, maybe next time, don't do it this time. And ya ikhwa, subhanAllah, you really do this once it comes to spending in particular. Sadaqa, yani giving sadaqa. Yani especially with these fundraisers, talking of fundraising. So here you are, you know, you're sitting down and you're thinking about $1,000. You're going to give $1,000. You know, if you do not do it right away, you know the $1,000 is going to go down to 500. If you keep deliberating. Because shaitan is going to do what? Is going to bring up what? Right away. Is going to remind you of what? Ah, oh, the phone bill, I haven't paid it. Ah, oh, electricity bill, I haven't paid it. Ah, oh, I haven't paid it. Ah. Oh. At the end, probably you're going to give $100. And if a dollar comes out sometimes, alhamdulillah. No, you don't do this. You're supposed to, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ وَسَابِقُوا hasten, race one another. So that is when, this is what is meant here by فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. Once it comes to the dunya work, imshi, walk. But once it comes to the hereafter work, is'a, rush, go. Because you already have a deal established there. You don't have to negotiate anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you already what you will get in return for doing what you're doing. So, look, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله. Allah already has established a deal for you that if you do this act you're gonna get 10 حسنات and if you have more sincerity it can be multiplied to more and so forth. So what are you deliberating? And guess who's promising you here? Allah. Allah will never break His promise. Allah will deliver for you what He promised. وفي حديث البراء بن عازب يا إخوة في مستدرك الإمام الحاكم regarding the عذاب الموت عذاب القبر وفتنة القبر. After a person is being questioned in the grave, who is your Lord? What is your religion? And who is your messenger, or what do you say about the man who was sent to you? Then he will say, my Lord is Allah, my deen is Islam, and my messenger is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then a caller will say, he spoke the truth, shroud him from Jannah, furnish his grave from Jannah, open for him a gate to Jannah. Basically, his grave would turn into a garden from Jannah. Then the hadith reads, by all the sudden, a very good-looking man, individual, would appear to the deceased in the grave. He really looks so nice, so neat, smells so neat. Then the deceased, al-mayyit, will say to him, man ant? Who are you? He will say, أَنَا عَمَلُكَ الصَّالِحِ. I'm your righteous deeds. وَاللَّهِ مَا عَلِمْتُكَ إِلَّا سَرِيعًا فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. By Allah, I only knew you very quick. Once it comes to the obedience of Allah, you never waited. You are right away. When a call is made for the obedience of Allah, again, ya ikhwa, the point made here is clear that subhanallah, once it comes to amal al-akhirah, don't delay. Because subhanallah, this act also could be the final act that you conclude your life with. There is a possibility that you die on this act. So why not? فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. I love the seal of this verse, the ending of this verse. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. Subhanallah, look at this. As you walk in earth, trying to earn your living, trying to earn your living, trying to make a living and earn your living, and the rizq, the provision or the living will come to you from Allah, remember when you're earning that living, that you will return to Allah. You will be buried into earth and you will be resurrected from earth. So be mindful how you earn your living. This earth from the same place you're trying to obtain your rizq will be the same place beneath it you will be buried and out of it you will be raised up for resurrection. So you better be mindful how you earn your living. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. Then comes in this question. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور. Do they or do you feel secure that He, Subhana, who is in the heaven, would not cause you to sink underground and the earth may start shaking and rocking suddenly? Again, Allah is getting your attention to what? It's really about taking things for granted. A lot of people are taking things for granted. That earth actually is, the fact that earth is stable, doesn't move. We're taking it for granted. But it's a bounty that we should say, what? Alhamdulillah for it. You know, in places like Jabania, ikhwa, I don't know how often they see earthquakes there. And how devastating these earthquakes are. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you, do you feel secure that Allah may not cause earth to shake? And that would lead to you being swollen beneath earth? Of course, this verse, Ya Ikhwa, is one of the verses which is used in that huge debate between Salaf al-Salih, the generation of the companions, and the second best generation and the third best generation, the three praised generations which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised. We know that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised three generations. He said, خير الناس قرني, the best of the Muslims are my companions. ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who lived after them. ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who lived after them. We call them التابعين وأتباع التابعين. We call those the Salaf. The word Salaf, ya ikhwa, means what? Those who lived before you. Those who lived before you. And when we use that term, we're referring to those three generations. There is a debate regarding Sifatul Ulum, the attribute of the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I'm trying to say here is, unfortunately right now, you ask an average Muslim this famous question, where is Allah? Normally you get some people who really take this very very personal. Why are you asking me this? What is this? What is this good? What is this good? What's this? What kind of question is that? Yani they become very defensive about the question. I heard somebody making that statement, which is, I mean, he's, you know, I understand that he came back and he apologized, but this is a hyena statement. He said, wallahi, I don't care less. And he's a famous brother, mashallah, on YouTube. And I care less where is Allah, whether he's in the throne. I don't care where he is. He doesn't care where Allah is. Then you come to this third question, this is again another attitude. So there's somebody who doesn't care. That's the pattern. And we have another pattern who says, why are you asking? What benefit do we get from that? And then comes in the third famous answer, which the overwhelming majority of Muslims would give to you. Allah is everywhere. That's what you get. Allah is everywhere. طبعاً, this verse right here is an evidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what? أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Are you secure from the one who is in the heaven? First of all, can we ask this question? Because some of the people, like I mentioned a minute ago, they are very defensive when they are asked this question. Can I ask this question? We have this hadith Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to pray with him. So he joined the jama'ah. فعطس رجل من القوم. One of the people sneezed while he's praying. So Muawiyah, Abu al-Hakam al-Sulami, said to him while he's praying, يرحمك الله. You need to remember something. So that initially when the salah was legislated, you could speak in the salah. You could say things in the salah. Like if when you're praying, huh? And somebody, salamu alaykum, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alam. You could do that initially. But this was changed, abrogated. Nusikh. Nusikh al-hukm. Fa-Muawiyah did not know about it. He's still under the impression that you could what? If somebody sneezes, you could tell him what? Yarhamukallah. Then the people who are standing next to him started what? Striking their thighs, basically letting him know that he can't do this anymore. And he said, "Wa thakla ummaya." He said, "What's wrong with these guys?" Then I was silent. I started becoming silent. Anyways, at the end of the salah, he said, the Prophet ﷺ looked at me and he did not show any anger at all. What a wonderful teacher he is. By Allah, he did not rebuke me for what I did. He did not insult me. Rather, he said to me, this salah is no longer, you can do this in the salah. This salah is only for tasbih, takbir, qira'at al-Quran. Only. You cannot say such things anymore in the salah. Why did he come to him? He asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a couple of questions. Then he said to him, كانت لي جارية. I had a female slave. ترعى لي غنما بجوار أحد بالجوانية. She was shepherding for me a flock of sheep. فعدى ذئب على الغنم. A wolf came and took one of the sheep away. أنا ما human being. وأنا بني آدم. أغضب. I lost some of my property. I became upset. فصككتها. So I slapped her on the face. What should I do? He feels guilty that he slapped the girl in the face. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, bring her to me. Eati biha. So the female slave was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, ya jariya, O female slave, ayn Allah? Where is Allah? So you can ask the question, right? Can you or no? قالت في السماء. She said in the heavens. ومن أنا? Who am I? أنت رسول الله. صلى الله عليه وسلم. You're the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at Muawiyah and he said to him, اعتقها فإنها مؤمنة. Free her, she is a believer. So you can ask the question or not. I'm quoting the whole thing to establish the fact that you can ask what? The question. And there is an answer for it. طيب. What is the meaning of السماء? Don't you dare think that when we say Allah is in the heavens, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is under the dimensions of the heavens. La 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 la. What is meant by السماء العلو? Allah is above you. Allah is above His creation. Allah is above everything He created. That's what is meant by السماء. Because some people think that Allah في السماء, يعني Allah is in the heaven, in the cloud. لا. السماء كل ما عليك. The word سماء in Arabic is everything that is above you. You can call that ceiling what? You can call it سماء for you because it's above you. This is what is meant by في السماء. Now, what is the evidence that Allah is above? His name is Al-A'la. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. What does Al-A'la mean? The Most High. Al-Ali. وهو العلي العظيم. المتعال. Three names. Al-Ali, Al-A'la, Al-Mutaal. When you make dua, where do you turn to? When we make dua, where? Right there. You look up there. Even the fitrah. يعني, subhanallah. Individuals who do not even believe in the names and the attributes of Allah, they probably do shirk. We see them when we watch these soccer games, when they score a goal, what they do? Looks up there. Fitra. Fitrna ala hada. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith Anas, one day he was delivering a khutbah on the pulpit, and a Bedouin entered and he said, Ya Rasulullah, the animals are about to die. There is no rain. The vegetation and the trees and the fruits are about to dry out. There is no rain. Rasulullah ﷺ made dua on the pulpit. He did like this. We have multiple evidence from the Quran, from the Sunnah, from the fitrah, from the aql that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above. When we say, Ya Ikhwa, the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Uluwullah, we mean three types of ulu. Pay attention to this. Uluwu al-Dhat, Uluwu al-Qadr, Uluwu al-Qahr. Those three. Uluwu al-Dhat, what is Uluwu al-Dhat? That the divine essence of Allah is above. Do you know what the meaning of the word essence in English or that? What do you mean by essence or that? Do you know the essence of a thing? What is the essence? What? This is my essence. But it's a human essence. But Allah's essence is what? Divine. You're not supposed to even visualize it. And if shaitan plays with your head and make you visualize it in a certain way, say subhanallah, because Allah is above that. So the divine essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above, on the throne, ala arshihi, ar-Rahmanu ala al-arsh istawa. He's above his throne. He rules in a way that suits his majesty above his throne. Fa'uluwu that. Because, Ya Ikhwa, it's very dangerous to say that Allah is everywhere, then you're turning Allah into a spirit. And what you're saying, what? That Allah can be into what? Into His creation. And this is the ideology of the mushrikeen. They tell you that I don't worship that idol. No, but I believe that the spirit of Allah is inside what? Inside it. When you turn Allah into a spirit, Allah has an essence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not part of His creation in any form or shape. This is what Christians, what is the aqidah of the Christians? What? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came into the flesh of what? That's a very dangerous thing to say. Very dangerous thing to say. So you want to tell me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'ala Allah, but I'm saying this for the sake of argument. You want to say that Allah is in the bathroom? Allah is, you can't do that. You cannot do this. La, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above us. Pay attention to this line, I love it. وَعُلُوهُ لَا يُنَافِي قُرْبُهُ لَا يُنَافِي قُرْبَهُ وَعُلُوهُ لَا يُنَافِي قُرْبَهُ His highness does not negate His nearness. He hears you. He sees you. He knows what you're thinking about.
He's closer to you than your jugular vein. But he's on his throne. How? I don't know. I don't know. And quite frankly, I'm not asked to find out. This is what is meant by ulubu al-dhat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above. There is ulubu al-qadr, the highness pertaining the highness in regard to his esteem and his greatness. That the names, the attributes of Allah are not comparable to his created beings. Allah has no equal. Ulu regarding his names and attributes. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Look at the last verse. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. No one is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot give the attributes of Allah to the created. You can't. Nor you can give Allah human attributes. Nor you give Allah the attributes of what He created. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above us. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. The third type, عُلُوُّ الْقَهْرِ. What is عُلُوُّ الْقَهْرِ? Highness pertaining to His power and control. Whatever Allah wants, no one can stop it. وَلِذَلِكَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. If you're smart, make your will under Allah's will. Because if Allah does not will what you want, it's not going to happen. مَا شِئْتَ كَانَ. Whatever you will, oh Allah, will happen. وَإِن لَمْ أَشَأْ. Even if I don't want it. وَمَا شِئْتُ. And whatever I want. إِن لَمْ تَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. If you do not will it, it will not happen. عُلُوُّ الْقَهْرِ. And we see this, ya ikhwa, in the story of Musa. What is the story of Musa? Imagine the Pharaoh is killing all the newborn in order to get one child who is supposed to destroy him and destroy his kingdom. He kills all these babies and he ends up what? Picking up the boy and raising him to destroy him. Who would do this but Allah? Who would do this but Allah? هذا هو علو القهر. The highness of Allah regarding what He wants. No one can say no to Allah at all. No one can stop the plan of Allah at all. No. يا إخوة, we read hadith, the boy and the king. A famous hadith, hadith al-Suhayb al-Rumi, Abu Yahya. A famous story, the boy and the king. You read at the beginning of the hadith that you got a king and this king is being held by his sorcerer to basically deceive the people and for him to maintain his power over them. And that sorcerer is about to die. So the sorcerer tells the king, listen, I'm about to die and the skills which is helping you to maintain your kingship, yani, I'm helping you to cheat the people, to deceive the people, make them see you a good guy, even though you're abusing them, are going to be buried with me. Bring me a young man so I can teach him these skills, but I want him to be a smart one. So the king looked throughout his kingdom and they brought to him this young man. So imagine, all of the kingdom wants that young man to be a sorcerer, to be a kafir, to be a helper of kufr. But Allah didn't want that. You know the story, right? So he's in his way to learn, to take these sorcery lessons. He hears that beautiful, fascinating, attractive sound. You know the revelation, ikhwa, matches your fitrah. Man, he heard somebody reciting the revelation. He followed the voice and he found this teacher. So he ended up every day in his way to learn sorcery, he would stop by this teacher to learn the truth. We read in the story that this kid was the reason for the whole kingdom to become Muslims. Who would do this but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فده بسموه إيه? Highness pertaining to what Allah wants. علو القهر. فالسؤال هنا, the question here is being asked, أأمنتم من في السماء? Are you feeling secure from the one in the heavens? أن يخسف بكم الأرض فهي تمور. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this earth where you walk on, where you find comfort, where you build homes, that Allah will cause it to shake and rock, become rocky basically. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُور. Look at the second question. أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا. What about this? Earth is going to stay still, but these little pebbles, the rocks, the stone, Allah would send the wind to move these rocks and attack you with it. You know, a storm wind. It's called typhoon, something like that. A typhoon, you know. That's another name for it. You know, the wind that would take the rocks and imagine these pebbles becomes what? Pullets that hit you. أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ. Look at the third, look at the next one. Some of you may be in denial of this. Some of you may say, ah, no, that's not going to happen. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. You don't believe that this could happen? Go back and study history. You will see that some nations who would do this, like who did this like you, Allah punished them with this. And this is why, ikhwah, sometimes, wallahi, you wonder and ponder, subhanallah, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes saved the ruins. We call them monuments or heritages or al-athar, yani, the leftover from the previous nations. You go to Egypt, for example, and you see the pyramids, you see the Sphinx, you see all these things that the Pharaoh and his people. Imagine how Allah took that Pharaoh and took his people. In the Arabian Peninsula, there is a place called the Rub' al-Khali, basically a spot where the people of Ad used to live. The people of Thamud. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادِ إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ. The people of Adi, ikhwah, subhanAllah, their height, 40 arm length. Imagine a human being, 40 feet basically. Imagine how tall this is, 40 feet. إرم ذات العماد, pillars. They used to build pillars. Look at this. التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. That no one ever created like the, did like them, like did civilization like them. It's underneath the sand in the Arabia, Saudi Arabia. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد. Thamud, the people of Thamud, they used to carve out of the mountains homes. Imagine you go to the mountains and they call them what? وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ. Imagine, subhanAllah, we try to build homes out of the wood, or out of these little muds that we have. But imagine making a home out of a mountain. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد. The Pharaoh. الذي, but all of them, they did what? They did what? الذين طغوا في البلاد. They transgressed in earth. They were asked to believe. Musa was sent to the Pharaoh.
he turned him down. Salih was sent to Thamud, they turned him down. They did not heed the warnings. Hud was sent to the people of Ad, they turned him down. And this is what is meant by وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. The people before you belied the message and the messengers. They did not heed. And Allah punished them the way that I'm warning you against. That I can make that earth swallow you like them. I can send the wind like it was sent to the people of Ad. The people of Ad were destroyed with a wind. With a wind. فَوَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. وَلَذَكَ يَا إِخْوَ شُفْ at the end of this, I just recited to you the verses in Surah Al-Fajr. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادَ فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب. Allah poured punishment upon them. Look at the last verse in that set. إن ربك لبالمرصاد. Allah is watching you. Allah is observing you. Are you going to be like them? He can do the same to you. إن ربك لبالمرصاد. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. SubhanAllah, we'll close with this verse, which is verse number 19. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us at the beginning of that chapter look all the way up to the heavens, the lower one, sama' al-dunya, the stars. Huh? And then He made us look where? In earth and around you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to look to a creation that lives between the heavens and the earth. Which is what? أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضٍ. The birds. Have they not seen the birds? So the birds are in between what? Earth. And the heaven. Now, because initially the first verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us about earth, He brought the issue of rizq, of provision. SubhanAllah, the birds fly in the air. But where they get the rizq from? Where? They have to come down to the ground. To the earth. So here they are, in spite of them living where? Or flying most of the time, basically. But they still have to come down to do what? So don't worry. Like He provided for them. And this is where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually giving us this hadith. We have a hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, hadith Umar ibn al-Khattab. If you do like the birds, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ. If you rely on Allah, the way the birds do rely on Allah, He will provide for you like He provides for the birds. لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرَ تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا. These birds in the morning, they fly out with empty stomach, وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانَ, and they come back full. Also, it was something fascinating about the birds in particular, that you find them, SubhanAllah, being able to fly in spite of the fact that what is known that you're supposed to come down to earth. Like if you throw any object up in the air, that object comes down. Why? Because of these wings that they have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them in a way. And the verse explains, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضٍ. These birds are spreading their wings and closing them. That's all they do. See that little move? That's all they do. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding them up there. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Fa-shahidi ikhwa, these verses,
are again a set of verses which are inviting us to look in earth and see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What He created and what He owns and how He managed the affairs of this earth. And this is what is known to be Tawheed al-Rububiyya, that you attribute the lordship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that should lead you to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the right thing that we all should do. But again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left us with the freedom to choose whether to submit or not. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك أتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. We continue tomorrow إن شاء الله with the rest بإذن الله تعالى.